Čitanje druge knjige o kraljevi.
A reading from the second book of the Kings. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he came to the throne, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Nehushta, daughter of Elnathan from Jerusalem. He did what is displeasing to the Lord, just as his father had done. At that time, the troops of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, marched on Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, himself came to attack the city while his troops were besieging it. Then Jehoiakim, king of Judah, surrendered to the king of Babylon, he, his mother, his officers, his nobles, and his eunuchs, and the king of Babylon took them prisoner. This was in the 8th year of King Nebuchadnezzar. The latter carried off all the treasures of the temple of the Lord and the treasures of the royal palace, and broke up all the golden furnishings that Solomon, king of Israel, had made for the sanctuary of the Lord, as the Lord had foretold. He carried off all Jerusalem into exile, all the nobles and all the notables. 10,000 of these were exiled, with all the blacksmiths and metal workers. Only the poorest people in the country were left behind. He deported Jehoiakim to Babylon, as also the king's mother, his eunuchs, and the nobility of the country. He made them all leave Jerusalem for exile in Babylon. All the men of distinction, 7,000 of them, the blacksmiths and metal workers, 1,000 of them, all of them men capable of bearing arms, were led into exile in Babylon by the king of Babylon. The king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiakim's uncle, king in succession to him, and changed his name to Zedekiah.
Njegova strica Mataniju, ali mu je promijenio ime u Sitkija.
Riječ Gospodina. The word of the Lord.
Pokaži nam, Gospodine, milosrđe svoje.
Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name. Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name. O God, the nations have invaded your land. They have profaned your holy temple. They have made Jerusalem a heap of ruins. They have handed over the bodies of your servants as food to feed the birds of heaven and the flesh of your faithful to the beasts of the earth. Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name. They have poured out blood like water in Jerusalem, leaving no one to bury the dead. We have become the taunt of our neighbors, the mockery and scorn of those who surround us. How long, O Lord, will you be angry forever? How long will your anger burn like fire? Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name. Do not hold the guilt of our fathers against us. Let your compassion hasten to meet us, for we are in the depths of distress. Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.
O God, our Savior, come to our help. Come for the sake of the glory of your name. O Lord, our God, forgive us our sins. Rescue us for the sake of your name. Rescue us, O Lord, for the glory of your name.